Welcome to your castles in the air. Fill them wisely, love Marmy.
I, Amy March.
I, Margaret March.
I, Elizabeth March.
I, Joe March.
Will be a very successful writer and do all the things.
A rich and famous painter.
You don't know what it's like to have everyone else make fun of your nose.
We'll have a family of my own.
I want to make friends and go to parties and talk to guys our own age.
I think this is my castle. Just being here with all of you.
So you're the infamous Lawrence grandson.
Lawrence.
I wish to propose a new member to the club.
Every club needs a secret mailbox.
Welcome to the Pickwick Club.
Joe, you're a good writer, but you are far more interesting than what you write.
That's definitely a pass for me.
Pass for me as well.
Me too, sweetie.
I just don't think I can compete
for the best writer I know.
I think it's about growth and accepting change.
Why do you even want to get married?
Because I love him.
Growing up, you have to deal with that.
We go through all these stages of learning and shifting and changing.
Why do you have to be so difficult? No!
And then we become something far from perfect, but perfectly unique.
The longer it takes for you to forgive her, the longer your pain will last.
We each have our own paths to our castles.
What's that smell?
Yo!
What's most important is the workings of your mind, your humor, your kindness.
I'd rather lose every word I ever wrote than lose you.
Oh, how I've missed my little women.
You're my person. I guess Brooke, Marmy has dad, and I have you.
To always help each other reach our castles, no matter where they may be.
I think that Clarissa should still fall in love with the prince.
It's not a love story.
Isn't everything?
I, Joe March, will be a very successful writer and will do all the things.
I wanted to make a modern retelling of Little Women because I have adored this story ever since I was a little girl. I really wanted to ask the world, who are the March sisters of today?
I would hope that Louisa May Alcott would be so happy that 150 years later, a wonderful woman like Claire would be trying to remake her story and tell it to a whole new generation.
I wanted to stay true to the original heart of the story and just bring it into modern day characters.
I'd rather lose every word I ever wrote than lose you.
That's a lot of words.
I'll write a heck of a lot more.
These are issues that we deal with through time. These are very human stories.
Each of these four sisters have these distinct personalities that want different things in life. And at times it can cause conflict between them, but in the end, it's really just about loving and supporting each other so that they can get to their castles in the air.
Look, I know you don't understand why I want to be a mom and get married and have kids, but it's what I want.
I don't believe you.
It's not your castle. It's mine.
I hope it inspires people to see the bonds between family and especially between sisters.
It's very important to see this movie in particular because it's such a loving family.
We are all capable of being heroes like these four sisters.
I think it's so special that we have a story that continues to be relevant today.
Hi friends, on today's podcast we have a special interview and a special guest. We've got Claire Niederpruem with us. I hope I said that right, Claire?
You did.
Oh,
great.
Well,
job.
Hey, this ought to be a good interview. I got it right off the bat. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're talking today about I would say something new, but it's kind of like something old and something new. We're talking about Little Women. Tell us about what you've got going on here.
Yeah, so I am the writer and director of the new film Little Women, but it is a modern adaptation of the classic novel, which I'm sure most people are familiar with. So it's taking the same characters and the same storylines, but instead of the March family living in the mid-1800s, they now live in 2018. So it's just a modern take on who the March family would be today and the struggles that modern girls are dealing with in today's world. So that's the film.
The adaptation, why choose the story to make your directorial debut, which this is?
Yeah, well, I've always been a huge fan of Little Women. The story was a part of my childhood, and I loved some of the film adaptations. And I reread the story as an adult and really connected with it on a different level to my life today and the relationships that I have with the females in my life. And I thought, you know, I think it'd be really cool to adapt this into a modern day and kind of see if it works. And my co-writer, Christy Schimmick, and I got together and we kind of started, you know, brainstorming what that would look like. And, you know, sometimes when you start writing a script, you think, oh, this one doesn't quite work. But with Little Women, it really just flew out of us. And after that was done, I decided to direct it, and it was a huge undertaking, but I'm so glad I did because it was very rewarding, and I think we have a great product, and I'm really excited for people to see it. And I think it's a story that we need today about women supporting other women, and I'm really excited for people to get a chance to see it.
Was it difficult to modernize the story but also keep important values and things like that intact?
It was. You know, I mean, there's some things in the novel, for those who know it really well, that we kind of just had to leave out because they didn't adapt properly. But the overall themes are still very relevant today. So we really focused on more the big picture, you know, dealing with dreams and family and growing up and the difficulty of, you know, having expectations not meet reality, and then really just the love between four sisters and dealing with love and loss and growing up. And so we really took those major themes and focused on that, and then tried to adapt some of the main plot points that happened, which was, you know, it worked really well. I think, I mean, it's always a little bit difficult, and the story will always change a little bit when you're doing an adaptation. But I think overall, we're very true to the overall feel that Louisa May Alcott had in her original novels. So I hope that, you know, lovers and fans of Little Women will be able to see that in our adaptation.
Tell us a little bit about the roles that women played in the film, all the way from cast to crew.
Yeah, so we were really lucky. We had a lot of women behind and in front of the camera for this movie. Like I said, my co-writer, Christy, female, and her and I were kind of, you know, leading this charge. And she also produced it and directed it. We had another female producer, Mary Beth Rose. And we also had a female cinematographer, which is rare, as well as a female production designer. And so it was really this group of four or five women who, you know, had all the major say in how things went with this film, and really decided what the design of it was going to be and who to cast. And it was such a wonderful experience to work with that many females. And then also, of course, the four sisters and the mother, played by Leah Thompson, are the main characters in the film. And that's who we were looking at, you know, through the lens most every day. And it was just a really special environment. It was very supportive. And, you know, it's rare in this day and age, unfortunately, to have that many females behind and in front of the camera. But we really wanted, you know, Little Women, it's a female story. And so we really wanted that energy to be projected in the filming and be able to have that chemistry with each other. And I think it worked out really well.
There's surely some funny stories to tell with all those women together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. It was a lot of, well, we had our actresses in Christmas sweaters, really hot sweaters, for most of the filming, and we were filming in July, in an attic, mostly, it was pretty funny. So they had some trouble with that. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else funny happened. I mean, filming is just overall, funny things happen all the time we did put, you know, this is a low budget independent film, and we put all of the sisters, we housed them in the same house throughout filming, which was kind of a surprise to them. They were like, oh, okay, I guess we're sharing a house with with the ones that are playing our sisters. And I think at first they were a little apprehensive about that, but they ended up becoming really, really close and really good friends. And they would go home after working and play games and run lines with each other. And it was really special. So they would come to set with, you know, that chemistry with each other. And at the end, they were crying and didn't want to leave each other. So I say I forced them to be sisters, but they were happy with that in the end. So
Sarah Davenport is cast as Jo, and what stood out about Sarah for you?
Yeah, so Sarah came in just for an audition. She was referred by her agent, and she immediately had the energy that I saw in our version of Jo. She's very charismatic and, you know, kind of takes over a room, and that's how Jo is. And, you know, we put her through the ringer. We had her do a bunch of scenes and read with different people, and she just stood out. She has so much life in behind her eyes, and she has so much energy and passion as a person and as an actress. And I think that's really what drew me in, was just her energy level and the amount of passion that she has. You know, and Jo is a very flawed character, but in the best of ways. Like, her passion can sometimes come out as anger or extreme love or, you know, different things like that. And Sarah played with all those levels beautifully. And, you know, it was a really difficult part. She had pages and pages to learn and perform every single day. And she just handled it with such professionalism and grace. And she also just has these big brown eyes that, you know, you don't want to stop watching, which is helpful. Yeah. But she was wonderful. And she's, you know, she's very happy with the film, and she's very excited for people to see her take on Jo. And one thing I really liked about how she approached the character, and we talked about this, is she didn't want to mimic any other actress who has played Jo in the past. She really wanted to create her own version of this iconic character. So she read the novel a lot, but she didn't watch a lot of other people's performances. You know, she really wanted to focus on our script and who this Jo is. And I think that was really special, because it gives her, you know, a unique take on this part that so many girls know.
You mentioned Lee, and we've talked about Sarah. Now introduce us to the rest of the cast.
Yeah, so the other sisters are Allie Jennings, who plays Beth, who I've worked with before on a movie titled Once I Was a Beehive a couple years ago, and I just loved her very much as a person, and I just could tell she was so talented. And we actually had her just read for the part of, I think we had her read for a couple of the sisters, but she just had that kindness about her that Beth really has. And then Melanie Stone plays Meg, and she's another actress that I had known for a couple of years, and she's wonderful and very dynamic. They're great, great actresses who are going to have long careers. And then Elise Jones, who plays our little Amy, we actually had seen her in a stage production of Mary Poppins, and she just stood out to me, and she had never done a film before, and she came in and read for us, and she just nailed it. And even on set, she picked up camera acting and the ways of set so quickly, and, you know, everyone fell in love with her, and it was just such a joy to work with those group. And then the actress who plays older Amy, Taylor Murphy, again, just a wonderful actress who you'll be seeing a lot of, and they all really took to their characters and, you know, had a lot of chemistry with each other. And then as far as our men go, Lucas Graviel plays Lori. He is known for High School Musical, as well as Switched at Birth, the show he was on for many years. And he is extremely talented musically, acting, and he had a lot of fun with playing the part of Lori. He had a lot of ideas, and him and I worked really well together. And then Ian Bowen plays our Professor Bear, Freddie, and he, I hadn't met until the day of filming, but he came in and he was just perfect for the role, and yeah, and it was just, it was a very talented cast, and we were really lucky, and of course, Leah Thompson was our mom, and she was such a wonderful person to work for, and she's such an advocate for women in film, and she was so supportive of me. Like, you know, a lot of times actresses don't, of that caliber, don't want to take a chance on first-time directors, and she met me for coffee one morning, and she just came in and gave me a hug, and we talked about the script, and I just instantly felt, you know, connected to her. And throughout the filming process, she was so incredible to me, you know, I mean, as a mentor and as a friend, and she's just a really, really wonderful person. And then I also want to mention Bart Johnson, who plays the father, who, again, people will know from High School Musical and a bunch of other things. And he, you know, came in and took this smaller role, but gave so much weight to it, which is very hard to do for an actor, but he's so talented. It was easy for him. So I think that's everyone. and a lot of other fabulous people who came in for a few lines here and there. You know, I mean, you know, when you're doing an independent film like this, the talent really has to be more than just coming and saying their lines and leaving. They really have to care about the project and put in some extra hours. And I felt very supported by our entire cast.
I believe shortly after you folks announced what you were doing and put some things out, one of the major studios has decided to take the story on as well. How did all that work out?
Yeah, so I had heard a while ago that there was talk of doing another adaptation of Little Women. But, you know, you hear things and you don't know if they're ever going to go. And then recently, Greta Gerwig has been assigned to be the director. And I am such a fan of hers, and I think she will do a wonderful job with the adaptation. It's a straight adaptation, so, you know, our story is going to be very different, but I just think there's something about this story overall that people are really tied to right now at this time. And I think it's just, I really think it's because it's about these four girls with very distinctive, different personalities, and they're growing up and they all want different things, and they need to learn how to love each other even though their future looks different, you know, and they need to be able to support each other whether they want a family or don't want a family, or want a career or don't want a career. And I think that that's something that's incredibly relevant to today as we go through, you know, this new movement of women in the workplace and just those different layers to what it means to be a modern woman today and be supportive of all type of women, no matter, you know, no matter if their future looks the same as yours or not. So I think that's why it's come back into the zeitgeist right now. And I think that the studio film will be amazing, and I'm so supportive of it, and a little jealous, of course, because, you know, I love it so much. But we're really proud of our film, and I think that people will get something different out of it because it is a modern take, and we're just this little independent film that is getting mentioned with the studio film, so we'll take it, you know? Well, it's my first thing, so I'm just so excited that people are going to get the chance to see it.
I think it's so neat that you wrote the modern-day version. I think back into school, and I'm a little bit older than you are.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. You think about, you know, people reading it in school and things like that, but we've got the modern version here. What do you hope people in 2018 take away from the movie?
I hope that it brings people to the novel. I hope that we get a new rush of Little Women fans from this movie. And I really hope that people can go see this with their mothers and daughters and other women in their life and have a place that they can go and a story that they can connect to. I just really want it to be about supporting each other, and I hope that people get that from the film and then take that into their life and think, you know, how can we be a little better towards each other?
Before I pray with you, tell us a little bit about what Claire did before this.
So I was an actress, or am an actress, and that's how I originally had gotten into film. And then I started writing, mostly out of creative frustration for the lack of acting jobs. But it was the best thing that happened to me, you know, because it opened my eyes to this other world of being behind the camera. And I, you know, assisted a director for many years, and that really was what prepared me for being able to take on this project. So yeah, that's kind of, and I grew up in Massachusetts near where the March sisters grew up, so the story has always been important to me. And yeah, that's basically me. I could tell you more. I'm a Libra. Whatever else you want to hear.
Well, we'll just leave it.
Ice cream.
Well, hey, now we're becoming better friends all the time.
Yeah.
Well, let me say a word of prayer with you, and then we'll close at the end. Father, we thank you for our new friend Claire, and we just thank you for the effort that she's put forth to bring this old classic story into a modern day way of watching the film. We thank you for her life and what she's done in the past and what she's doing now. We pray, Father, for the success of the film. We know that independent films, they have to work extra hard to be able to be successful, and we just can tell through our short conversation here that a lot of hard work has gone into this, and we pray a blessing over that. Father, we ask that you would be with Claire in the days and weeks to come as she prepares for this and then moves on to the next project, and we ask a blessing upon her family and all that she comes in contact with. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So after Little Women, anything in the works that you can share with us?
Yeah, I have a few projects that hopefully will come to fruition. I can't really say yet, I guess, specific things, but, you know, hopefully I can talk about them soon.
Okay.
But, thank you so much for your wishings and your prayers, and I really appreciate it, and what you have here is very lovely, so.
Well,
thanks for including me.
We thank you for being with us, and we'll keep an eye out. I believe the film comes out later in September.
Yes, September 28th, and it's important for these small films that we get a lot of support that opening weekend, so hopefully people are available that weekend of the 28th and can go see it.
I'm smiling on this end because I think I've interviewed people from three different independent films here in the last couple of weeks, and every one of them say that opening weekend is so important.
It's so true. It really is. I know. We probably all sound like broken records, but we want to keep doing what we love, you know, and we want people to be able to see it. So that's just kind of the way of the world. You can follow us at Little Women, the movie, on Instagram and Facebook, and they will list a theater near you that you can go see. And if you want to follow me personally, I'm Claire_Niederbroom. And yeah, that's where you can find us.
All right, Claire, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Ed. Nice talking to you.
Nice meeting you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.